Turn to the 112th Psalm. The 112th Psalm. 112th Psalm, he says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The everlasting, the righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, and he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away, and the desire of the wicked shall perish." I want to preach on this tonight a little while. I've got to be my help on. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He said, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord." Verse number one. Amen. After he got done saying, "Praise ye the Lord." Now, who's he talking about when he says, "Praise ye the Lord"? All of us. Amen. God deserves to be praised. Amen. And we all ought to be praising the Lord every day. I think we come short. I think we fall short when we fail to praise God and give Him glory. Amen. Praise God. But He said, "Blessed, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord." Amen. Praise God. And now as we look at this and we see, the Bible tells us here in verse number 8, he said, "He shall not be afraid." When he's talking about that man, talking about mankind, he tells us that we should not be afraid. Amen? But he also tells us that we're supposed to fear the Lord. So what is it? Are we afraid or are we not? Amen? Where should our fear be? He tells us here, when you fear the Lord, praise God, that you have nothing else to fear. Amen. When you get on the Lord's side, praise God. He said He is the one, praise God. When we fear the Lord, the fear of God, it conquers all fear. He puts us in a place, in a sphere, praise the Lord, where we know that everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay because we fear Him, we know Him, we trust Him, praise the Lord. He is our God. Praise His name. Amen. So what is fear? Amen. What is fear? You say, "Oh, preacher, that's something that makes you apprehensive." Amen. Something that's scary. Amen. No, he's talking about here, he's talking about a moral fear. He's talking about a reverent fear, praise God, of God Almighty. You know what's missing in the world today? A reverent fear of God. We ought to have a reverent fear of God. Praise His name. You say, how do you get to that place? You get that place where he says, "Be not afraid." Amen. And how do we know? Look at verse number 7. "Be not afraid." He said, "His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear nothing because our heart is fixed and it's trusting in the Lord. Our hearts are, hey, listen, if there's ever been a time our hearts need to be fixed, they need to be fixed today. Amen. We're living in a crazy time in a messed up world. And our hearts need to be fixed. Amen. They need to be fixed upon God. They need to be fixed upon godliness. They need to have that moral fear of God, that reverence and that respect of a thrice holy God. Amen. So that we're trusting, literally trusting, the Bible says, in the Lord. See, we get the trusting in everything else. Amen. We get to trust in Doc Spock and all these others, amen. They'll let you down. I mean, we'll get trusting in different people around to try to help us get through situations. And the Bible's trying to tell us, the Psalm's trying to tell us here that we need to be putting our trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Trust the Lord. He said to not be afraid, pray God, is to put our trust, our heart is fixed on the Lord. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, he says this. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Amen? That's where we get our smarts from. Amen? When we begin to fear God, when we begin to have a respect for God. Amen? We have a respect. Now, he is no respecter of persons. I like it that way because he loves every one of us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. From the vilest sinner to that one that's meek and humble before him. He loves us all. Praise God. But he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen. So we need it. He said that beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. That's where we begin to get the knowledge and the wisdom, praise God. That's where we begin to understand just exactly who God is and what God wants to do, what He's promised to do for me and you. Amen. It ain't just some kind of speculation or feeble wives' tale. Praise God. It's something that God's laid out in the precious word of truth. It's like what we preached on our Wednesday night, praise God. People just don't believe the word of God no more. If we believed the Word of God, we'd have blessed hope in our hearts. It would change us and make us feel better about Him and better about ourselves. Amen. God wants us to. But He said, we don't need to be afraid of this world. We don't need to be afraid of what this world can do to us. We just need to put our faith and trust in the Lord and allow God begin to minister heart. Amen. Remember old Abraham? He had a son, his only son Isaac. And God told him, He said, Abraham, I want you to take your son, thine only son Isaac, to a mountain I'll show you, I'll tell you, and so offer him as a sacrifice. What did Abraham do? He feared God. He had a fear of God, a reverence of God. He got up very first thing next morning, clave the wood, loaded the donkey, got his son, got his men, and he headed for the mountain. Amen. Why? Because he feared God. Amen. He feared God. And what did he do? He went to that mountain. God told him of, and he went up there and he offered up Isaac. Amen. You know the Paul Harvey version. He got up there and he took out the knife. And Isaac said, Father, you got the wood and you got the knife. He said, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham invited my son. He said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. So Abraham raises that knife back, gets ready to plunge it into Isaac. And the Lord spoke to him. Praise God, he said, don't do him no harm. He said, I know that you're faithful, but paraphrasing, he said, I know you was willing to offer a sacrifice. And he looked over there and there's a ram caught by the horns in the thicket. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. What did God do that on our benefit? He provided himself a sacrifice in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. When we fear Him and we trust Him, we respect Him, and we come to the point of knowledge and knowing Him, praise God, it don't get no better than that. Praise God. So He tells us today, He said, don't be afraid of this world. Don't be afraid of living. Just enjoy your life. Trust in God. Fear the Lord. Amen. Go with God every moment and every aspect of your life, and God will bless you. And when it's all said and done, He'll carry you home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Victory is ahead for a child, for a saint of God. Those that are trusting Him. Amen. You see, well, preacher, the journey from here to there is a hard journey. It is. But there's some things that the psalmist gives us here in this 112th Psalm. It'll help our heart. It's if we'll just recognize them. Amen. Praise God. There's a whole lot of things we fear. We worry about our children. We worry about all different kind of aspects of our life as we're going on. Had a lady told us last night, she said, if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't even had children. Amen. And it's not because the way the children are. It's because the way the world is. Amen. Amen. And now she's seeing her grandchildren coming up in this world, and the world's lost its mind. It's crazy. Amen. But there's a cure for that. Because God said to come out from among them and be ye separate. Amen. Praise God. So what we do, we don't live in a world. We don't live for the world. We live for God. We keep our eyes on God. Hey, there's a prize ahead for a child of the King. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's something there. And we just keep trusting, praise God, as we go along. Amen.
But you say, well, preacher, you know, but I fear for my family. I worry about my family. Well, praise God, that's all right. God does too. Amen? Did you know God's probably more concerned over your family than you are, than we are, praise God. Listen, He's more concerned over your family. So we see this thing, and you can take these as some applications here. He's concerned about your fear for your family. Look what He says in verse number 2. He said, His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. He's speaking about our families there, I believe. Amen? He said, our seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Amen? Praise God. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, praise God. Hey, listen, we fear and we worry about our families. And you know what the problem is? We fear and worry about them because we ain't got them to God. We haven't got them to Christ. They don't have no hope. So in a world, a hopeless world, as a hopeless people, in despair. But praise God, if we get to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we'll get our family under the saving grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fear of God, things will be different. Amen. Things will begin to work in a different direction. Things will be, praise God. He said, their seed will be mighty in the earth, and their generation shall, and the generation upright shall be blessed. Amen. So we fear for our family. What does God say? He said, I want to bless your family. Amen. He wants to better encourage us and help us and bring us along. Amen. Just one step at a time, one day at a time, praise God. Just like little bitty babies till one day, praise God, we totter off into His arms in eternity. Yeah. Amen. He got just like little children, praise God. We're God's little children. We're His little youngins. And He loves us. Amen. Think about these little old babies. And boy, we're blessed. We got these little babies, little youngins, praise God, and they totter around. We ain't no better than they are. We stumble, we totter, and we're apt to fall. But the Father's there to catch us. Yeah. Amen? Praise God. See, don't harm ourselves. Poor little Harper, bless her heart. She's so much like her Uncle George. She's into everything. Mia never done nothing. She's sitting for a play all day. Never moved. Just that's the way Samantha was. George was wide open. From the time he got up, he went to bed, just... John said Sunday morning, he told Samantha, he said, we can't take her to church. She said, why not? I said, look at her legs. She's got bruises all over that look like we beat her. Amen. Samantha, I'll get some tights and put on her. Amen. She's everywhere. All over everything. Falling, climbing, falls, climbs again. Got to looking for her the other day, couldn't find her. Amen. Samantha's in the kitchen. John was doing something. Mia was playing in her bedroom. She said, Mia, where's Harper? She said, I don't know. She wasn't there with you. John, where's Harper? I don't know. She was in the kitchen. They searched the house over and couldn't find her. Gone. Finally got in there, and they got a big walk-in pantry. And they got some shelves in the bottom with little pull-out things where they keep the snacks and the goodies. She had done decided she was going to go in there and find her something. In the pantry, with the lights off, black dark. Amen? No, they got George, the dark part. So they're hunting and hunting, finally they hear something. Sounds like there's a mouse in the pantry. She goes in there and flips the light on, there's Harper sitting in the floor with the baskets pulled out. Amen? Wonder how she gets bruised and beat and banged and mangled up. But that's the same way we are. But God loves us anyway, and He protects us. And when we do our little shenanigans, praise God, because we're just like little young'uns. We're God's little young'uns, praise God. We're out to mess up. We're out to, you know, try things for ourselves, climb a little higher, go a little further, praise God. But if we ain't careful, we try to do it without the Lord. We try to do it without assistance. And we fall and we get banged up. Amen. We get banged. She come in Sunday morning, had a big crease in her head. I said, what happened? She said, she ran into the door. Amen. That's what we do. If we don't have assistance, we're apt to hurt ourselves. We're out to fall around, but I'm glad we've got a heavenly Father who loves us, and He's there to pick us up and wipe us up and hug us up and love us up and let us know that He cares for us. Man, we shouldn't be afraid to live this world and just love, praise God, the things that's in it, because God Almighty created all that we have. We ought to enjoy each other. Amen. Or to love one another, praise God. When it comes to dealing with your family, praise God, we ought to just love one another, praise God, with all our heart in a unity, glory to God, for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be afraid about your family. He said, in fact, the Lord wants to multiply on earth. He wants to generate the generation upright to be blessed. Those that's seeking to do right, He wants blessings for them.
Amen.
Nothing to fear in that.
Amen.
Yeah, but preacher, you know, you got that family thing settled, but what about those finances? You know, we got finances that we have to deal with. Everything's okay because the man done told us everything good. Said he had it under control.
Amen.
So we don't have to worry about that. But what about those finances? What about those, what happens when the bills come due?
Amen.
Praise God. Don't be afraid. God knows what you have need of before you pray.
Amen.
Look at verse number 3. He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house. Amen. He's talking about that man that's upright and blessed. That one that loves the Lord. That one that fears God.
Hello?
He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Praise God. So he said, you don't have to worry about your finances. You can put your faith and trust in the Lord. Now, should we be good stewards? Absolutely. God requires that.
Amen.
That's why most of us ain't millionaires filthy rich. Because God knows we couldn't handle it.
Amen.
We'd get dependent on self and be selfish instead of dependent on Him.
Amen.
But we don't have to worry about our finances. We put our faith and trust in the Lord. Pray over things.
Amen.
Ask God to help you to make financial decisions.
Praise God.
Wealth and riches in the house of God's people.
Amen. Now, you say,
preacher, you preaching a Joel Osteen message? Wealth and health.
Amen. Praise God.
We got wealth and health in God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He provides for us. He's offered us eternal life in Jesus Christ. You can't get a better health plan than that.
Amen.
Promises, praise God, that you're going to live forever in glory in a place He's prepared. A place along some golden streets. I mean streets of gold, as it were, transparent glass. Talking about that to a lady. Talking about how the gold is as transparent. You realize that 100% pure gold is crystal clear? You can read through it.
Amen.
He said the streets of gold. Well, you know they ain't going to have no contamination in it. How do you know that? Because everything's pure up there. Everything up there is without defilement.
Amen.
See, that's how we don't have to be afraid, because when we get there, praise God. You know, I believe a lot of people is afraid to go to heaven.
I told Teresa last night while she was driving, said, honey, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight.
Amen. First time she's ever scared me driving.
Amen.
But a lot of people, we want to go to heaven, but we don't want to die.
Amen.
But we look forward to that glorious place that God's prepared for us. He's got a place for us, specific.
Amen.
So we shouldn't be afraid of this world. We shouldn't be afraid of living life, enjoying life, enjoying each other. Enjoying our fellowship, enjoying our worship. Hello, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't no use to sit in God's house and sit there like a bump on a log. We ought to be saying amen, preacher. Praise God, preacher. If you'd do that, I'd preach a whole lot faster, a whole lot harder. We'd get done quicker.
Amen.
Amen. We'd go to the house.
Amen.
It wouldn't be like pushing a rope pin, praise God. It'd be dropping down a log chain. Amen. Just following it to the end. And we just but rejoice in the Lord because He is good. And we would fear Him because we know the fear of God. It takes away the discouragement. And it gives us the encouragement, praise God, to love Him because He first loved us.
Amen.
We don't, hey, listen, we got this thing all messed up. We think, well, you know, we're just going to hang out down here the way we do. And when we get over there, we're just going to have us a time. Pray God, I will tell you, if you love the Lord, why don't we just have a good time here?
Right.
It's time for a Holy Ghost revival, and it starts with me and you.
Amen.
Amen. I think sometimes we sit in the house of God and we're afraid to make a move because we'll think, well, what will they think? Amen. What will they think? That's just them that we talked about over there in Deuteronomy chapter 31:6. I ain't going to worry about the them, praise God, and I'm going to put my trust in the Him.
Amen.
He's the one that makes the difference. Amen. Be strong and of good courage because He said He'd be with us. Amen. He'd be with us. That's high, low, down, above, below, beneath, beside. Everywhere we are, praise God, He promised He'd be there. So we shouldn't have to fear for our family. We shouldn't have to fear for our finances. Shucks, folks, we shouldn't even have to fear the dark. Amen? Darkness shouldn't bother. We mentioned that a minute ago, but darkness shouldn't bother. We ought to be like little Harper, just crawl up in and rustle around, praise God, lay down beside it and take a nap. Amen? Look at verse number 4. He said, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Amen. Said He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. Glory, hallelujah. That's the gamut. That's everything that we could ask of God.
Amen.
He said, when you pull up or beside it, amen, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness.
Amen.
So when it's dark, now think about that. When it's your darkest hour, the darkest time that you've ever had. Praise God, He said, when you just keep trusting in God, you keep lifting up your voice, you keep praying, you keep trusting Him. Amen. You see, Kevin said, Lord, I love you. Lord, I know that you're in control. Lord, I know that you've got this. Lord, I know that you've got me. I'm just putting 100% of my trust in Thee.
Amen.
And then that darkness has to flee, and there's a marvelous light starts to shine. Amen. How many's been there and done that? Amen. Every one of us, praise God, have been in that darkness, in that pit. And it's overwhelming. But praise God, if you just get to call it upon the Lord and from the depths of your heart. Now, I don't know. I'm talking about knowing Him in your head. I'm talking about having Him in your heart.
Amen.
And just say, Lord, I love you and I know that you love me. I promise you, you promised you'd never leave me, that you'd take care of me, you'd help me, praise God. And I fear you as my God. I reverence you, praise God, and I praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. And Lord, I know you're going to help me.
Amen.
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 Praise God. And that marvelous light just starts shining. Amen. I know there's several folks probably in here tonight that you felt like you was going down for the last time. Felt like those whole murky waters of darkness was closing in on you. You done went below and you had no way to get out. Amen. But praise God, when you feel like that, it's like Miss G always says, praise God, just start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, I'm not talking about from here. I'm talking about here. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. He does just like He does Peter when he said, Lord, save me. He reached down that hand in that waters. He was going down as he was sinking below the waves. He reached down to where Peter was, got him by the hand and lifted him out.
Amen.
Don't be afraid, praise God, of this world. Don't be afraid to walk in it. Don't be afraid to talk in it. Don't be afraid of what it might do to you. Just praise God along the way.
Amen.
Before long, you'll get to going down the path of life and you'll have a smile on your face. Amen. And you'll start meeting all those old scowlers that you've met along the way. Now, I didn't say scholars, I said scowlers. You know, one's going with an old scowl on their face all the time. Hanging down lip. Amen. Praise God. They'll get to seeing that the fear of God in that you're not afraid of the world, not afraid to walk, not afraid to talk, not afraid to look them in the eye, not afraid to have the love of God in your heart. And they'll see that and something will change in them.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. You know what we're trying to do, brother? We're trying to change the world. We can't change the world. We can just change us with the help of the Lord. And when He changes us from the inside out, praise God, the world around us changes. I know when I got saved and I announced my call to preach, all those buddies that I had, I couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen? I'd say, hey, I'm preaching such and such. Hey, you ought to come with me. Amen? These fellas I thought were my friends, and I ain't seen them since I announced my call to preach. They avoid me like the plague. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad God ain't. I'm glad the light's still on in the dark. Praise God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's hard because we got to make all these decisions. We have decisions that we have to make all the time. Amen. That's why we put our trust in the Lord. Amen. You don't like making decisions, praise God, let the Lord help you. Look at verse number 5. See, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, don't be afraid of making decisions. Just ask God to help you. Pray about it. Talk to God about it. And see God move in your life. See God move in the decisions you make. And I guarantee you we'll make better decisions. It's called making informed decisions. Amen. What does the Lord think about it? Hello? We just pray and ask Him. Don't have to make decisions by yourself. Amen. So God show favor and lendeth. So He'll guide His affairs with discretion. Amen. That's what God does. That's what He's able to do. We can't do it a lot. We can't do it on our own within ourselves, but God can do it in us. Praise God. Amen. Don't have to make decisions by yourself. Praise God. So you say, well, preacher, I get the Lord to help me make decisions, but what about when that bad news comes? And Miss G said that too. See, she talks, I listen. Amen. Said, one day you'll get that call. Hello? Amen. That bad news. Amen. Fear the Lord. That way, the Bible says that when that bad news comes, amen, you know He's there. You know He's in control. Look at verse number 7. He said, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Amen. Not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? Because his heart's fixed on the Lord. And he trusts us. His heart is fixed and he trusts us in the Lord. That's why. Because he knows who his God is. Romans 8:28, he says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Amen? Praise God. So we know that everything, God's designed this thing to work for our better. Amen. It may not seem that way now, but one day when we get over in glory, we'll realize, praise God, God had that all worked out. Amen? Praise that He would get the glory out of it. Amen. We don't have to worry about it, praise God. When bad news comes, we don't have to fear it. Not be afraid of it. Because God is there with us when the bad news comes. Amen. He take care of it. Praise His name. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's good. But what about in our giving? Uh-oh. Here it goes. What about in our giving? Amen. What about that? Look what he says in verse number 7. Said, he that dispersed, he hath dispersed, and he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. Amen? Praise God. Said, God will take it, and God knows what's needed. And God will take, praise God, what we're able to give, and He will use that for His glory. I was talking to somebody again last night, and I said, praise God, you can't outgive God. They was talking about their little church and they were just a few people in it. But God was a-working. He was moving. He was allowing them to redo the fellowship, building different things, and just a few people there to take care of, meet the expenses. I said, praise God, little as much when God's in it. Amen. I thought, you can't outgive God. When you give from your heart, praise God, God take it and He'll use it, praise God, for His glory, for His people. Amen. Praise His holy name. He'll use it. God will use it, praise God. And you will get the reward from it. We'll be rewarded. There's a payday someday. Amen. For being a good giver, for being somebody that's willing to disperse and to help somebody else. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. But then the last one, he says, you don't have to be afraid of your enemies. Amen. I know ain't nobody here got no enemies. And every one of us is so perfect, we couldn't have no enemies. Right? Amen. Verse number 10, he said, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. Wow. He's dispersed, he's give, he's done right. His righteousness endureth forever. They see his righteousness, they see the horn of his horn should be exalted and honor. And the wicked see it. The wicked see the goodness of your heart. They see the attitude with which we give. The attitude with which we love. They know how, if we do it out of a good heart or if we do it because we have to. Amen. But he said we don't have to be afraid of our enemies because God promised He'd take care of that too. He said he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. Desire of the wicked shall perish. Amen. So we see the desire, desires that the righteous have. God said He'll take care of them to the fulfilling. And He said in the desires of a righteous man to overcome the enemy, He said God recognizes those desires too. God said He would recompense the enemy upon his own head. Amen. He said that's what He does. When we begin to cry out, we begin to talk to God. God begins to take care of the wicked. We're living in a day and our people think they get by with all this stuff. People don't get by with nothing. Me and you don't get by with nothing. There's a day of a reckoning that we're all someday in a little while going to have to give an account of everything we've done. But that's why we say tonight, just don't be afraid. Put your trust, Lord, fear God more than you fear the adversary, more than you fear this world, more than you fear the things that you have to deal with in this world. And God will see you through. He's promised He would in a volume of book. It's written of Him. I've read the last book and the last chapter. We got victory in Christ Jesus in that little lamb. Well, I was reading and studying on that this morning about that little lamb of Revelation. That's a message for another time. I get in there, I'll be here all night. Praise His holy name. What a say. Thank God for the little lamb. Amen. Which is Christ our Savior. But he said, don't be afraid. The psalm said, don't be afraid. Just put your trust in the Lord. That's why he would say what he said in the beginning. Praise ye the Lord. We have reason, amen, to praise God because He's been so good to us.